Welcome back to our Randolph-Macon Bookstore pregame report. Robert Fish here with Randolph-Macon head coach Pedro Aruza. Before today's game with Shenandoah, and coach, as always, let's go back, look at last week. A big win for you down in Danville at Averett, and a hard-fought game and a hard-fought win.
Yeah, I thought we could have played a lot better. I thought we could have coached better. I thought we could have done a lot of things better. But, you know, we won the game and we're 2-0, so that's hopefully it'll be a good learning experience.
Well, you took the freshman quarterback on the road for the first time, and obviously for Zach, some issues to look downfield and find some open receivers, sometimes pulls it down and runs with it. What was going on with him on Saturday?
I think he had a little bit of a rough outing, but, you know, he's going to get better. Every opportunity that we have to take him on the road or experience something new is going to be, like I said, a new experience and an opportunity for him to learn and to get better. I thought Greg Petrohovich did a nice job coming off the bench, but I didn't think we played a great game. Not on offense, not on defense. I thought we did some good things in the second half. We obviously shut them out defensively, and I thought we played better defensively than we did offensively. But I thought the one thing that really, really hurt us was sloppy play. We had a lot of penalties. We had a lot of setbacks. I mean, I couldn't believe the statistics at the end of the game when I saw that we had rushed for 290 yards. But, you know, we won the game. I thought our kids did what we had to do to win the game, and that was obviously a positive.
What was, as you look back on it, the decision to go with two quarterbacks in the game, was that ahead of time or just something that just came up during the course of action?
You know, it was something we kind of kept in the back of our minds. And, you know, I thought that, you know, obviously Greg has a little bit of experience. And if Zach was going to struggle, then we were going to use Greg to try to relax Zach a little bit, let him get on the sidelines and watch a game from that perspective. But, you know, again, I thought that, you know, from the standpoint of rushing the football, we did a good job when you look at the overall statistics. However, I didn't think that we were very consistent. We found ourselves in a lot of first and 20s. You know, at one point, I think we were first and 30 and, you know, second and long because of situations with penalties. So that's a tough situation to put your quarterback in, especially a young and experienced quarterback. So, you know, we've got to get a lot better up front, and we've got to get a lot better receiver. And I think if we do those two things, then we'll help our young quarterbacks along.
Well, you look back at it and you didn't run the ball well in the second half, particularly. It looked like you found something that worked on the right side, attacking the defense in that regard, especially in the second half. So you were able to get some things going in the second half, at least.
Yeah, we did a better job on the perimeter. We ran a lot of toss sweep, ran a lot of outside zone, and had some success with that. I mean, I'll be honest with you, they had two big boys inside that weighed 300-plus, and we did not handle those guys at all. So, you know, we had that situation inside. We had some errant throws by the quarterback. I mean, he was a little bit erratic, which, you know, again, you understand that's going to happen. I think Zach's going to be an excellent quarterback. I thought got off to a great start, but I knew that we were going to have days like this at some point. And, you know, it wasn't all his fault. I thought it was pretty much a team effort. We just did not play well. And, you know, we came away with a win, which is a fortunate thing. Hopefully our kids learned a lot from the experience. I know I did as a coach.
All right, defensively, too, now you've talked about you know, being better on defense than you were last year, and as a whole, as a team, getting better, obviously from some of the things that we've discussed already, you felt like there's things to build on. But at least defensively in last week's game, you were able to shut them down after an initial, you know, opportunity for them to do a few things. The turning point seemed to be their missed field goal that really turned things around.
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, we held them to 7 points. That's obviously a very positive thing. But, you know, I think sometimes we have a tendency to play down, you know, to the ability of our opponent. And, you know, I thought we were better than them defensively. And, you know, we gave up too many plays. I mean, you look at the final result and you say we gave up 7 points. That's great. And I thought our kids did a great job of stepping up in the second half and keeping them out of the end zone. But we need to create more turnovers. We need to create better field position for the offense. I mean, reality is what reality is. And right now we have a lot more veterans back on defense than we do on offense. So we've got to really step up and rely on that side of the ball as our offense gets better throughout the course of the season.
All right, we'll have more with Coach Aruza in a moment. We'll focus in on Shenandoah and today's game after this word from our sponsor, and that is Lux Chevrolet, back here in a moment on Hanover's Hometown Radio, WHAN.